Tune in and turn on to the God within. Copyrighted Twin Cities Wellness, May 1998, by Roseanne Schwab. Throughout our lifetime, we have always had some gut reaction or inner knowledge about things that are happening. This is all part of the God-given abilities and gifts we all have. How we use them determines their development. Many businesses, deals, or things done in our lives are done with a lot of research, education, practice, and application of this knowledge we have obtained. This is the same way with developing spiritual and psychic abilities. We all have been given these abilities, but it takes research, education, practice, and application of these gifts, abilities, to develop and advance them. It is important in this instance to learn as much as you can through meditation, prayers, seminars, lectures, books, tapes, and such to help fill in the inner knowledge and prepare the spirit soul for the spiritual awakening. When we talk about the gut reactions and insights, we are talking about our inner knowledge and guidance. Whether you call it guidance from the divine, angels, or our higher selves, we are guided in our steps in life as we learn, experience, and grow from these experiences. Many times these instincts have guided us from death, from violence, from money or business losses, to name a few. Are we really aware that there is a higher order watching out for us? In most cases, no. We are so involved with ourselves that we are not aware of the glory around us. There is glory in God's creations, glory in the beauty He created, glory in the things we do for one another, out of kindness, unselfishness, and love. God rewards us when we listen to these instincts. Developing your instincts and fine-tuning them is the first thing that you must do. Place complete trust in the divine to guide you in the right steps and you will succeed. Correct decisions create peace. Trust in the knowledge that is given to you is important for your development. To test this knowledge and to make sure it is from the divine and higher good, always ask yes and no questions. When the answer is the correct response, you will feel inner peace and guidance as well as inner energy of light. I call it the flame of the divine, in the positive energy force. When it is the wrong thing to do, you will experience doubt, butterflies, churning stomachs, to name a few. These are just a few of the symptoms. You will feel more negativity as well as darkness. Trusting and believing that you will receive the knowledge and guidance from the higher good advances the soul. Always surround yourself in mind with white light or God's light when you're asking for guidance. This is a form of protection that helps the positive energies of God and His light to assist you. With many forms of darkness surrounding us in everyday life, such as negativity, anger, and such, it makes it very difficult for the higher positive energy of the divine to come through. It's also very important to know you have these gifts and abilities deep inside of you, and that if you work with them in the light, that you will develop fully. We all need to also realize one person's rate of advancement is different than someone else's. We are all given in time what the higher good feels we can handle. If your gifts and abilities develop, you will sense a deep hunger for thirst and knowledge, including spiritual knowledge. The higher good, the God consciousness, will direct you to the material and information that will benefit you at this time. Never stop learning. As you learn, share your information with others. Become a teacher, but don't stop being a student. When you do this, you will also take part in the equilibrium of positive light force of being student and teacher. We are all students and teachers helping one another all through life. We are never a student, then advance completely to all teaching. If we understand this, we will continue to advance spiritually and psychically. The cycle is always changing. No one individual will always be the student or teacher. It will be both in the exchange of positive and light force. Take the time to pray and meditate correctly. Don't just do it halfway and expect immediate results. This step is one of the most important steps. Complete trust in your development and abilities, as well as complete and total guidance from the light universe, is essential. God's light and love and peace to all.